With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Robert Carey from America's number one travel radio show. Today is February 2nd, and as the station is probably reporting, it's Groundhog's Day. Now you may be wondering, all right, Robert, what does that have to do with travel? Well, the reality is travel encompasses so many things in our world. That's why I often say in our program, we're about everything and anything in the world of travel, as it's pretty easy to link almost anything to travel. A lot has certainly changed since the groundhog in Punxsutawney, Staten Island, or wherever emerged last year. But with social distancing and outdoor activities encouraged these days, going to a groundhog event is a fun and safe way to travel. And it's travel that brought Groundhog's Day to America in the early 1900s, as in Europe it was known as Candlemas Day and involved weather predicting and a badger with the saying, "If the sun shines on Candlemas Day, so far will the snow fall in May." But German immigrants had trouble finding badgers in the hills of western Pennsylvania, so they substituted a groundhog, and that brings us back to today. More travel info awaits you anytime at rmworldtravel.com. Safe travels, everyone.